We are not alone.
This is Alan Tudyk, who played Wash.
This is Jewel State, who played Kaylee.
How long did this take?
This particular scene was 2 days worth of work, starting at some ungodly hour every day, 5 a.m. or something. It's one of those early, early calls. It will haunt your dreams and harrow, yes. And then this was like a week and a half later.
The neat thing about this thing is it's a great prop, but they got it wrong. It's actually right side up, and it was supposed to be upside down. And so they couldn't show it so much. But it was freakish. It took them a long time to get it to submerge because it was made of foam.
And disgusting.
It had balls of little air bubbles coming out of its nose all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Remember just like crawling up the side of its face with yeah. bubbles of air.
That was awesome, though. That was a good little effect.
Yeah. So this would be the typical doctor coming on to Kaylee scene.
Yeah. Same old, same old.
He comes on strong in the beginning.
Yeah, says the right things in the beginning.
And you're usually pushing it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Kaylee is boy crazy, I think, is the right term for it. There's the kind
she's
term.
She's a champion flirter.
And the doctor's somewhat in cryo himself. You know, he's kind of cold.
In cryo.
But his sister in cryo, he's generally just there.
Yeah. He's looking 12. Comfortable. I don't know.
He's like a little girl.
He's
like a shy
girl.
He's the shy little girl, and you're the guy.
The confident, boy.
My own baby. Oh, but then
you're literally the only girl in the world.
Oh, Simon, you utter fool! The thing to
say? Just joking.
Oh no, I get it. I do.
I'm sorry that the show didn't go on long enough to see the actual moment of the two of you getting it right.
Connecting?
Yep, connecting.
Yeah. Apparently, it was supposed to be in this episode.
Really?
You were supposed to kiss.
Did you guys ever kiss?
No.
Never?
No. No, never.
Wow.
Oh, my God, it's grotesque.
There you are.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's something in a jar.
That is classic Joss Whedon. That's,
totally.
That's his delivery right there.
This may come as a shock, but I'm actually not very good at talking to girls.
Yeah.
Why, is there someone you are good at talking to?
I love that delivery. That's classic.
We must live in harmony. I want to do
look at her look back at you.
I want to do the Spock sign there, but that was off limits because it would have been.
Right.
Philosophers universally known. Fencing it is like fencing
the moment. This is when Marina finally got her wish and had her hair straightened.
And you can see how streetwise the captain is.
You're out of your league.
Again, a beautiful, beautiful outfit for her with that crazy necklace there.
That was insane.
I know people in the highest
rank. Jabber, jabber, jabber.
I ain't listening.
Took her 10 minutes to get into that thing.
Helped out on the job.
God.
Don't make you a crook. I will not have you jeopardize.
I was just all about the jumpsuit. So much easier.
So was I most of the time.
Yeah.
From that shindig thing.
That's right. We were jumpsuit buddies.
That was cool.
I'm not.
It's easy.
Now, this, to my recollection, is the only Jew in space. He'd be a space Jew or a spajew, which is what we would always. You put SP on front of anything.
A spajew.
And then this is Joss Whedon. Summer. Oh, here's a good example of Jane having to smell and sniff everything he has when he gets his package.
The bunder, but we're amped up pretty good. Got a good discount on account of my intimidating manner.
Still the cheat.
I love it.
Yeah.
And that was his idea. Adam's idea. Yeah.
I don't remember ordering any parts.
Yeah. He always had little things to add into
yes,
in every
definitely.
Scene to make it more interesting.
See here, Larry's shaking it.
Mm-hmm.
He's
from my mother.
Smelling it.
So random.
One of them's a doctor.
My dear boy, I hope you are well. That you get this soon in your travels.
Not an educated man.
You order any equipment?
Thank you, sir? For the credits you forwarded. They have helped as Maddie is still sick with the damp lung.
Okay, now this day, do you see how puffy my face is? Yeah. I just crawled out of bed.
You were late that day.
This was the day where I was so embarrassed I was late. It was the last, I felt like everybody was so, yep, that's me, puffy face.
I just woke up late. I feel like such a jerk. To keep
you warm. And it was the last episode we shot, so I felt really bad because it kind of made the idea that I didn't care anymore.
Yeah.
Your mother. How's it sit?
That's
pretty cool. I love it.
I think it's the sweetest hat ever.
Man walks down the street in that hat, people know he's not afraid of anything.
Damn straight.
He's got that...
The straw
on it, which there's... I think there's a continuity problem with the hat and the straw that happens later in the thing. Ooh. That means it's future coffin music. That's right.
It's perfect.
Yeah, that's all of us looking in, making our what's going on faces.
My land.
Take me where I cannot stand. Yeah, Nathan and I sang a few of these verses here.
Nathan is obsessed with this song.
That's right. He hasn't put on the voice.
Obsessed.
Kick me out.
and he does the arm thing, you know, like the heave-ho kind of.
I think that's a great picture of Miranda.
Yeah, she looks gorgeous.
Beautiful in there. He looks quite intimidating. I like your run here.
Oh, God. Running Barbie down the corridor. Whoa.
Summer, and there's her little...
She's so nervous.
Her box. She's crazy.
Summer's crazy.
Summer is just crazy. Or it's River's crazy. They always had that in the opening, her in that box, but you never knew what it was.
I know.
Because it didn't get shown until later. Battle of Dukang. Oh, the very famous Battle of Dukang.
This is a great sequence. I loved this part of the episode. So awesome.
Yeah.
Even though I was sitting in my room for 12 hours waiting to go on set while they shot it.
Yes.
It took forever.
Yes. Tim Minear directed this episode. Yep.
Whenever there's guns and squibs, and especially those lighting effects there, you tack on 3 hours to the scene, for
yes.
sure.
Yes,
that's something right. is always going to go wrong.
Anyway. I came down and looked at this set. It was great. They had a tank on set.
Mm-hmm. This is Gina's most All right, awesome Gina. Moment. I love this moment.
Yeah, Gina was a real... heck of a warrior, or Zoe
Amazon,
was a.
She's awesome.
She's a killer.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah.
It's like she was opening a letter. And she looked there. And she takes the gun. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Sword point. Stealth. May have heard of it.
I think she's the best fighter, probably, of all of them. Well, Jane.
At least they cover dropping your weapons so you can eat.
Jane's a little clumsy, though.
Yeah, I got a badge.
You know what I mean? Like, she's very...
Won't happen again.
Purposeful.
Yeah.
She strikes. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
She's
about, trained.
Definitely a lot smarter than Jane.
Well, yeah.
Jane's run more by his passions.
Exactly.
About 30 troops behind those buildings.
Mortars. I love how they had that Buddha... I expect they'd plan a peck at us for a spell before they... Like a destroyed... statue there as well. That mixing of the Asian and American, all the different...
It's pretty brilliant.
First rule of battle, little one.
Little one.
Don't ever let them...
I love it.
Here I am. That's great. That's typical Nathan.
Of course, there are other schools of thought.
Yeah, they worked on this for a long, long time. I was happy that I wasn't in the war.
Me too.
It was never really decided what I did during the war. But I obviously was not in these fights, and that is not how I met Zoe.
Right.
Oh, we found out how I met Zoe in that one episode. That's right. Where they interviewed me, that's how we met you.
Screaming.
Forget all that stuff.
About his arms. Where's his arms? We had to go back and find him.
What the hell happened?
He ain't even hurt.
He's got 10 pretty fingers on his hands like the most of men.
He's screaming like they're...
We didn't have enough extras this day.
He ain't said a word in 2 hours.
And so they were pulling in assistants. Anybody who was like an able-bodied person, they put him in costume and chucked him in the
scene. This scene was written the day before it was shot. Remember that? It was about 7 pages long. And Tim was like, hey guys, I rewrote that scene. Here you go. Have a great time. Excited. It's better. Nathan was like, oh.
Yeah, this is a...
There's so much dialogue.
There was a different level of stress on this episode because we knew it was our last.
It was sad.
Yeah.
And we were doing a lot of partying.
Found him up there.
You know? We were like, we only have 3 more days left. We gotta go out.
Yeah, I was planning my party during this. That's what I remember, planning that big...
That was an awesome party.
We're not working for Fox anymore party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or whatever we called it. Something to that effect.
It's bad.
It's glorious.
No. Come on, we gotta move.
So these are the bonding moments. And there's the tank.
Right.
So we get to look at it.
It's wild. All of that took place on a soundstage.
He looks like he's smiling.
I don't make any kind of sense. Zoe?
I got nothing. But it's definitely Tracy.
You know this guy?
Is this a warning of some kind?
Listen, now, you gotta get this thing out of
here. He was really good.
Yeah.
No. Human transport on a postal route is very, very illegal. If anyone even knows I took a corpse in, I'll lose my franchise.
Well, who says?
I don't know. There's no return.
He's a very friendly person for a postal worker. I've never met a postal worker that friendly.
I know.
He had a great attitude.
Give me a hand.
We're taking him on board?
We are.
There were a lot of extras. A lot of extras on this.
Percentage in that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. They're selling all their future wares. Mm-hmm. What were those things, those ice creams?
They were snow globes. That's what they were. Snow globes. Like sugary little...
I would have to say, Jewel, I've seen that look a lot of times. That was more Jewel than Kaylee right there. I'm so over you.
How do we know he ain't plague-ridden or some such?
We know.
We don't, actually.
Oh, God. We did a lot of laughing.
Yeah.
If you want me to do a proper...
This scene took a lot of time to shoot because...
Not just yet, thank you.
Again, it was our last episode.
What do you got?
And for this recording... See how we're all standing in a circle. So the camera starts there.
Recording.
Okay, we're all standing in a circle. The camera starts.
This is a message there. For Zoe.
Yeah, they'll cut it up a little bit. But we did one where it just went all the way around the circle.
Checked everybody's reaction all the way around, very, very slowly.
Yes. So Nathan.
All that matters is.
Did his, as it passed Nathan, he was in that, his little piece of the circle. And then as the camera was panning over, he came in behind them. So when the camera hit them, he was in that place too. He was by me. He was by Ron. He was by... Oh, it was hysterical. And then he ended up in the coffin.
And then it panned down to the coffin, and he was cradling the corpse. And just... With his eyes up at the ceiling, mournful expression. It's hilarious.
Tell my folks I want.
Yeah, we had some tears on the set this day from laughing, more so than.
We were hysterical, and Tim let us get away with everything because he just didn't care. He was like, "This is the last one. You can do what you want."
We rolled a lot of film that day that we didn't need to.
Mm-hmm. Make sure my eyes is closed, will you?
How much does it cost?
Film?
Yeah.
I think it's a lot.
Foot? What is it?
St. Albans ain't but a 2-day ride. You burn hard enough.
And here I go.
Up the stairs.
Whenever I had to go up those stairs, it was so many times running upstairs. 3 flights of stairs, 20 times, 30 times. And I was always leaving from this point. What are you doing, Wash? I'm going to get us out of here. Wash, get us out of here. Aye, aye.
Aye, aye.
Happened all the time.
Wow, nice. That looks nice.
Wow. Oh, look, that's the blue sun commercial in the background. Right. Yes. That's Blue Sun.
Here's Richard Berge.
Yes, playing the evil cop. Again, he's a good example that the people in space are good-looking people.
Yes.
The future people are good-looking. He's a rugged, good-looking cop.
He's scary.
He's a good kisser. That's all I know about him.
Oh, my God.
From my limited experience with him on the set.
You are an ugly-looking little cop.
Look, if there's a problem, you know, you have to ask yourself, ugly as you are.
Yeah, now see, this guy was our friend.
How repulsive-looking the guy that's going to make you his little woman is going to be.
Whoa.
I mean, prison is a lonely place. You sure as 100 moons ain't going to be pitching.
Are they talking about prison sex?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I know.
This was racy.
Kind of weird and intense.
I broke the law.
Transportation of human cargo, especially dead through the Allied postal system, is punishable by 5 to 10 years.
He was a nice guy. He had a son that came by the set, too. I can't remember his son's name.
Oh,
cute
yeah.
Kid. It was really cute.
Really, really cute, yeah.
Running around.
The dead guy, he got shipped here.
And he's got his thugs.
Of course. Yes.
Where?
I never saw a body.
The thugs were always really nice guys to talk to.
Huh?
The thugs, they were always really sweet.
Yeah, they...
yeah.
Play intimidating, very sweet. Look how he rolls over on us. So quick.
Sell out.
Look. We were like... not too long ago, I haven't seen a wildcat. Mal, how are you?
He must really not like the idea of prison sex.
Well, no,
I guess.
Relax, you've been great. And I was just bluffing with that stuff about arresting you. I mean, who needs that kind of paperwork? Skunk, let him on.
Skunk?
Skunk.
I told you what I knew.
See how quick he turns, just a little lighter fluid.
Tell anyone we were here. Warn Captain Reynolds that we're coming, and you'll wish that we burned you. Dongma?
Dongma? Understand?
Understand. I wish I had that as my Chinese. Mine was always way too long. The problem was, is they would come up with a really funny in their writer room. Hey, it'd be funny to say, of all the elephant butt explosions, this is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And that's then they would have it translated to Chinese, not thinking that would take a page of Chinese to say that.
This was at 7 a.m., I remember. I was exhausted and I had a cup of tea hiding behind one of these things, and I was so zoned out.
Well, at least you had a hammock.
Exactly. It was a great, great first scene to do. Nice and warm in there.
The doc's coming back there to
we got the family plot there.
Try to make things up.
Well, they deserve to know I died. You know, it's funny. We went to the.
That's right. You've been replaced, doctor, by a dead person. How does that feel? These guys, I love that they work out too.
I love that.
Oh, sorry, preacher, am I making too much noise?
God, he gets oddly sentimental here. Mm-hmm. Look, there's the mule.
The mule.
All blackened from our escapades with Niska.
Right.
I thought it should have been blown up.
You think so?
Because I wanted a new one. But, just for, you know, just to have a new one.
That's so terrible.
I loved riding on the mule.
Yeah.
It was great.
People.
Gina was so nervous. Can you just slow? Okay.
Can I get off at some point? Yeah, whenever I had to ride the mule, there was that one in Shindig, where you guys both got on the mule, and we had to just drive off the set.
That was my favorite part of that scene.
And we'd drive off and go.
We just keep going.
Yeah, keep
and the
going.
Universal Studios tours were coming by and waving and trying to see if we were stars.
The security were getting nervous to try to see if we were terrorists.
Wonderful.
Kind of life,
yeah.
I
love this.
In.
River's crazy.
Make a good sport of it whilst I can. You're going to read over me when I get taken.
So he doesn't have any straw in his hat now.
No. Long after maybe he picked it off.
What the hell are you doing?
I think it.
Oh, River, that might not be the best place to.
Whoa.
I guess we do all have different reactions.
River's crazy.
I hate the scenes where you have to laugh. I hate it. Oh, God.
Dead drunk. 3 hours pissing on about the enlisted men. They're scum.
Yeah, this is all the recollection of good old wartime.
Right.
Obviously, I'm not there because I don't like these kinds of stories.
Right.
As we found out in
war
stories.
Why is she there?
She's a space hooker. Any social event, they try to make themselves be a part of it. You don't know what's going to happen.
She's going to kill you.
Yeah, a cosmic concubine.
Did he find out?
Oh, next morning he wakes up, it's gone.
And this is nice. We had some kind of bottle or something on the...
Yeah.
My mustache.
On board. We didn't... There wasn't usually...
I wonder what it was.
I thought he was going to shoot us.
And, he's eyeballing...
Like what they were drinking in their teacups and things?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was water.
Or tea.
Yeah.
He glued it on.
Booze, knowing Marina.
Oh, and then the laughter turns to tears. Oh, Christ.
Whoa!
Oh, I forgot.
Right, really
that was good. It's always dangerous in these space shows because it kind of got... We set up, you know, that Star Trek with their shaking around, they're really bad.
Yeah.
Okay, now look, see, everybody we talk to on this phone...
Yeah.
Looks straight into the camera and talks to us.
Yeah.
Now we look
somewhere else.
We're looking at the screen, but the camera is up above us. So.
Oh, no.
So we're the only people who have the old phone. Everybody else has a new version.
Right.
Ours, we're not looking at them.
But I don't think we're your men. Let me check through the cargo. Is it marked at all?
I think twice about playing games with me there, mister. I will call you.
You just call him
you do that, you press
yes, you did.
Going to be right. Shards. Now, I got deliveries to make, officer, so you just lock onto my trajectory, and I'll take a look here, see if anything matches your description.
Police procedure has changed
since I was little.
You keep him occupied. What do I do?
Shadow puppets. Thank you very much. He let me, they put that in, the
it
shadow
was
puppets.
Cute.
Because
I
was always, that was my fake history, that I was into shadow puppets. During the war, that I was in a prison. Doing shadow puppets, entertaining the prisoners.
Nothing about this sits right with me.
Empty.
Well, they want this body for something, and I'm guessing it ain't a proper burial.
All right. Okay, now look. See
oh,
there?
Oh, he's got the straw on his hat.
He's got the straw over his hat again.
Right.
So I guess, logically, he could have put it back in the box.
Well, why would he do that?
And then put it...
Maybe it's gold.
Back on.
And maybe he was a friend of ours and you need to show him respect.
And now it's gone
there's
again.
There's no straw in the hat.
I'm just saying. Gold.
Right.
Yeah.
He's been open before.
Well, it's an imperfect
How's that?
World.
It's good work. Scar's nearly invisible, but...
Well, let's see what's in there.
Uh-oh.
Creepy. Why is he so excited about cutting it?
I know, he's like smiling. Weird.
Adam.
Whoa. That's tattooed.
Yeah, see, now, I don't know how they did this. Evidently, there was some nudity here.
Oh, yeah.
So, Nathan's on top of the nude guy. Who's kind of creepy.
You told him to. What for?
Because you were dead.
Ugh, that's...
Ew.
The cut.
Gross.
Right.
We had some great makeup people
on
this
good
show.
On you, Camille.
Yeah, Camille did that. Hey, there's private. Okay, I wasn't on set this day, so I don't know all the inside stories about what was really going on.
I don't want to know.
I think I'm naked.
Nathan is sitting up rather high as a...
Yeah.
I don't actually want to sit on you naked.
Oh, sorry for jumping on you the way I did. I was a little confounded.
Emerging from that state can be disorienting. Was it Bifedin?
Bring that pan.
It sounds oddly like Vicodin, doesn't it?
Vicodin.
Remember what it was called?
They're in the same family.
Never did ask. The guy who sold it to me said I'd be under a week or so. He told me I wouldn't dream, but I did. And dreamt in my family.
And the doctor knows about this because he himself went under.
Uh-huh.
You can take that.
Him and his sister.
All right. You want to explain to me exactly why you got yourself all corpseified and mailed to me?
There's that corpseified.
Corpseified.
The space country talk.
I just wanted to get home, that's all. That's all I ever wanted. Except there's them that take exception to that. to me leaving while I was in possession of their property.
He's a troublemaker, this kid. You can just tell.
Was it gold?
More importantly, who'd you boost it from?
Well,
Captain, I don't mean to. We may have
I'm
a medical
excited
emergency.
Again.
This man appears to be in cardiac arrest.
What? Tracy, you having a heart attack? Don't look like he's having a heart attack.
Look how white his face is.
I know.
His body's pink.
Heart's just fine. Better than fine. Just runs a little hotter than usual, that's all.
My God. It's not just...
He felt like he had kind of like a drunken slur to his delivery.
Jonathan?
Yes. Jonathan M. Woodward.
So they are, Sarge. Yeah, totally.
A certain kind of... I've had one too many. But I'm still at the party.
Sure.
And I'm not leaving. Oh.
Sure.
Oh, see there, the heart beating faster Ellie when he sees you.
Finally gets her romance.
She's finally got somebody who's not going to... There you go. Yeah. A little more your speed.
So your innards ain't your innards?
They got scooped out. Replaced every bit.
What do you want to transport for?
For the money. They're paying me to transport what they stuck in.
You're smuggling human organs?
They're grown in a lab. The only way they can move them is in a person. Not sure why.
Because the technology's not ready.
Last I like that idea as a smuggler.
Unstable.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be at the drop spot 2 weeks ago, a clinic in Ariel.
In Ariel? Which we have seen.
That was a great episode.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I really liked that one.
I was considered that the A-team.
Yeah, that's the one where we got to build the ambulance.
Fix up an ambulance.
Right.
Go with the plan.
And I used a blowtorch for the first time.
You're better off for
and everybody was so scared to give it to me.
Yeah, I got myself a little bit of...
Don't give her the blowtorch. Don't give her the blowtorch.
Really?
Yeah. I was going to set fire to the set or something. I'm in control, you know.
Oh, I remember that. It was all about the sparking.
Right.
That's the trick
so
to it.
I was so nervous. It was hilarious.
I knew they'd never stop looking for me so long as I was alive. Thought my chances would be better if I weren't.
So, you died.
Boom.
I figured they'd stop looking.
Right?
Yeah.
There it is.
You go. Again, that stuff is the hardest because you don't want to oversell it.
Right.
I think maybe you figured wrong.
Because they're shaking the camera while you're doing that.
Right.
I love that. Look at that.
Beautiful.
Like a future jet.
I think they're about done being strong. Ow! Now...
Not one for subtlety.
I love it.
5 minutes from
if I saw a dead guy, I think I'd do that.
Get him out of here and strap in.
Yeah, this is
Reynolds. I'm a dangerous-minded man on a ship loaded with hurt. Now why you got me chatting with your peons?
Tracy, you go on down below. We'll
handle
this.
He does seem kind of dangerous.
Well, we're just seeing some technical difficulties.
Did you see him on 24?
No.
He's great. He was in the first season. He was amazing.
Fantastic. Oh, there's an interesting thing about Jonathan. He's one of Joss Whedon's hat tricks, he calls him, that he was able to put him on all of his shows.
Right.
He did a great Buffy. He did Angel I haven't seen, but it was evidently amazing on that. And then he did Firefly.
Right.
There's only one other person that did that. He was in the two-hour pilot.
If you can do it.
Carlos?
Carlos was on all three.
Attention crew, this is the captain. Sit down and hang on to something.
All right, now, Joss's first idea for Wash was that he flew, whenever the flying got tough, I was calm and cool and smooth. And I was never one to be calm and cool and smooth in any situation. So,
you okay?
Tim let me go nuts on this. About that. Candy's always taking the advantage.
I know.
When the gravity drive and actual gravity start working against each other, it tosses the lunch about a bit.
The pilot's pretty wild.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Welcome.
It's good to know. So are you and he,
Sweetie?
I love how she uses that word. Sweeties.
He's married to Zoe.
That's right, Zilla got married to a hell of a man.
Yeah, next you'll be telling me she smiles.
Has emotions.
She must have been such a stone cold shunk.
What's that mean?
I think it's my ass kicker or something.
Now she's married.
Pretty sure.
That's good. People making a life for each other.
Okay, so this is the major flying. Okay, look at
Ron.
Ron is so cool.
Ron's meditating.
Look, we're all like shaking about. And he's just basically sitting on his hands, going.
The defense station right here, but our friends haven't made a transmission since they broke out.
God, that looks great.
Oh.
Yeah. That's all fake. Mm-hmm.
We almost went somewhere to film in the snow, but we didn't for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I never even knew that.
Yeah.
Finding myself in one scrape or another.
Yeah.
Sorry to drag.
Where is this that you guys are?
My bedroom.
This is your bedroom?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's our business.
I've never seen your bedroom. Or
it's cute.
Yeah, look at all those little lights.
Little flowers.
I'd be real unhappy.
She got them in your bedroom.
Not bad.
Save it, Chris. You can follow us.
Okay, there we go. Start.
Whoa.
I look like a madman. I don't trust me. I can't believe
it's great,
that
though.
Sequence, though. I look absolutely mad.
It
insane
works.
Mad. Yeah.
It works, Alan.
Yeah.
It does.
Joss came to the set. This day and was at the monitors, evidently, with Tim Minear. And he was like, so the idea of him being very calm and... in stressful situations, he said, yeah, that's gone. As I scream like a girl. But look how hard that would be.
It'd be very hard.
Jerry Lewis is flying the ship! Oh, God! Down with the ding! I'm in space to fly. Yeah, it's a little extreme. Now, there's one shot here. We might have missed it. There's a shot in here where I think we did miss it.
What happened?
There's the button, and it'll be up to anybody who cares to watch it to figure it out. There's a shot where the button that we establish in... What was that one called?
Which one?
The one where we call back, where you meet your character and meet my character.
Oh, Out of Gas.
Out of Gas. So, in the episode Out of Gas, we set up the button that calls back the shuttles.
Right.
I stole that button during this episode when I thought we were off the bridge, and then we went back and shot some more on the bridge, and there's a couple of shots where that button is missing.
Right.
So that's for if anybody cares to look for that shot. It is in there. Because it was our last day on the bridge, and so I stole it. And then the next day we got back, and they said, okay, we're going to shoot on the bridge one last time, and I had the button at home, so I couldn't put it back. So it's just missing. Sort
that's
of a hole.
Hilarious. So you had to shoot the last day, huh?
Yes, we had to do pickups.
Yeah. In the bridge. Yeah or no?
Oh no, I don't think I didn't have there was a day after I was done.
Well, we're only as good as long as
I had a lot of direct hit above us. Trouble remembering this line. Or I kept screwing it up over and over and over again. Nathan made fun of me a lot that day. A lot.
Get back on the bed.
So cute, Kaylee.
Poor Kaylee.
Before they find us, what's left of us. Let's not wait for that to happen.
What are you saying, Preacher?
I'm saying we make good on what we said we were going to do. Let's call them. Fly out of this canyon.
Uh-oh.
Let them board.
Give ourselves up.
It's our only choice.
See, they're speaking. They're saying things without saying
right.
them now because they're just such studs.
Right.
They're talking with their eyes.
And we trust the preacher because he usually knows what's going on.
A little too much knows what's going on. Uh-oh, the styrofoam is getting really heavy. Remember that day?
Oh, God.
Dumping styrofoam on the thing.
It was so hot in there, too.
And then they'd have to clean it all off and it would stick because of the... static
particle.
Electricity,
and
pull it all.
Call the cops. Tell them we give up.
That's my favorite jump scare.
That was one of my favorites.
I like that one.
I also made away with a good jumpsuit. My favorite jumpsuit.
You did?
I walked with that bad boy.
Did you really?
It's in my house. That's right. It's my favorite one.
I liked the green one of mine. That was my favorite. Mm-hmm. The other ones were really baggy and had a lot of, like, material.
Ooh.
Put that thing down, boy. You have no idea.
Oh. Shut it, Shepard. I swear to your God. That's great. Sarge.
Billy, again, he's drunk.
Wash, call the cops.
But I'll kill him. I'll put a hole right through him.
You mail. You tell it, Cappy. That's right.
Cash on delivery.
We couldn't just say to him, look, although we're calling him, we got a plan.
Yeah, why didn't... Okay.
We'll meet him topside.
No,
I don't know.
You.
It would have been too easy. It's all about ego. I had got shot in the face.
Oh.
He finds that funny.
He shot me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Damn right. That's enough shooting. Everybody calm down.
She's so... Oh, Kaylee.
You're a rabbit, Mal.
Now, he's been shot. He doesn't seem like a person shot. Is it because his insides are all fake?
Maybe he's... Oh.
See? He's been shot. I think it's because his insides were specialized.
This was a hard scene to do.
This is some great camera work in here. You won't let them do that, will you, Kaylee? Mm-hmm. Where how everybody kind of comes in.
Yeah.
I bet it took a long time to shoot.
It took a long time. And those rails were very, very hot where the light touched them. And I would forget and put my hands on the rail.
Yeah, the ones right under the lights.
Oh, man, were they ever hot.
They'd catch you on fire.
Yeah.
You'd lean under and your hair would immediately get hot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's coming that
way.
Beautiful
shot.
Oh. Those stone cold gut runners. That's great.
And you panicked. Put the whole mess down on all of us.
That ain't what happened.
Oh, yes, that's what happened.
And the flare in the screen there, that's sort of a signature of our show. We didn't really...
I love it.
Sloppy.
It's great.
Because your rep speaks elsewise.
We're bodies of people helping me out.
And you're helping out lots. Because I needed a chest wound.
That can be seen, too.
Do you think I'm stupid?
In every way possible.
Do you know why I picked you and Zoe?
Uh-oh.
Because you're...
The blood on his shirt was that sticky gelatin kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it got in my hair because I was leaning against him. And I could not get that out for the life of me.
Really?
It was like gum.
Really?
Yeah, it was gross. And it stained, too.
Where are we now, Mal?
So if you know, are lying on a pillow or something...
I got some of that crap in my contact on War Stories, and it stained my contact bright
red.
Really? Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah,
War Stories is so good.
Well, that call,
it's a cool one.
That call means you just murdered me.
Oh.
Oh, look, you got the blood on the back.
Oh, son.
There's just no room for sympathy here.
I just carried the bullet a while.
That's right. And if that didn't work, she had their back. It's just complete studs. Now, these guys, I think, are fools coming onto our ship.
Why would they... I don't understand why they would do that. Why wouldn't they just tell us to get out of the ship?
Well, nah.
I mean, they've got bigger guns on their ship. You'd think they'd keep one person in there to...
Scared by a gun, boy.
Well, Mac, I think I broke your junk.
Little problem during shipping.
Because we could so take them.
Don't think I have to tell you folk the kind of trouble you're in.
Wetware smuggling.
Wetware smuggling.
That's gross.
Come up with another few felonies.
Tell it, preacher.
Book's going to save the day.
It is. You won't be taking us in, nor the boy who's dying up there.
I'm authorized to kill as I like. Shepard's notwithstanding.
Why is it you didn't call in?
See the little red hair tie
There's
thing
a
over there?
Mission.
Yeah.
The
long red braid.
He's a cool preacher.
Oh, yeah.
Stripes at the Silverhold colonies. Puts you about 8 sectors away from your jurisdiction. It
since you're running this shop on the side.
So this was what they were talking to each other with their eyes. These were the things they were saying.
I imagine it would bother anyone if we laid your bodies to rest at the bottom of one of these canyons.
Yeah.
This cop is just stupid.
Yeah. Get out of here.
That was a very cool spit,
though.
Spit
on our ship.
That was a cool spit, though. That hat makes you look like an idiot. That's great. Somebody finally said. He's still alive.
Still? This guy is amazing.
See, now he asked the question. That was the plan?
That's a pretty big wound.
Yeah.
You weren't that far off about me being stupid. I never could get my life working right. Not once after the war.
Haley,
about that threatening you with a gun thing.
Sorry.
Too bad.
What?
He had such high... You know, he could have done so much, but he was an idiot. He had good friends. He had a good lady. He had so much right there.
He had a good lady.
But he blew it. He got scared.
You'll do it. You'll get me home.
Yeah.
You know the old saying.
What old saying? Yes.
When you can't run, you crawl. And when you can't crawl,
he is smashed.
You can't do that.
God, he's drunk.
And like on the cheapest wine. Like he spilled it all over his shirt. Oh, that's the death stare.
Don't you poo yourself when you die?
Huh?
Funny.
Don't you poo yourself when you die? I think so. And that happened right after.
Gross.
We cut. Now look, I hated this sweater.
Why?
A lot of people liked it. I just couldn't stand it. I thought it was a woman's sweater. It was like something I pulled out of Zoe's closet.
Yeah,
and look
right.
How cool the doctor looks in his fine duds.
Yeah, he looks good.
He always looks good. He's got the coolest coat of anybody. Because he had the money.
That snow machine was horrible.
Yes.
Ugh, it was awful. You couldn't breathe. Just coated your lungs with this weird tasting chemical-y kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, it was chemical.
Ugh,
it was chemical that it actually melted. It had the ability to melt. And that, I guess that's where the chemical came in.
Oh, man. That's nasty.
There was one last thing we had to do, but this was actually the last shot.
Yep.
For Firefly. For me. Then we had to do a pickup for something else that was...
Look, we finally hold hands.
Aw. That is so close to sex. I mean, it's like... It's almost kissing, but it's really closer.
You crawl when you can't do that.
To sex.
Aw.
I give it a 10, too. I think that's that. Take my life, take my something, blah, 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 blah. Cheryl Cain's great. David Boyd, killer. Carrie Marimar, Sonny, forget about it. Sonny was amazing. Sonny did a lot.
Sonny was cool.
Yeah. She had our backs at all times. Yeah, there's all kinds of... Lonnie made all the things happen, meat and potatoes.
What was that?
I have no idea.